When you think about wargaming, you know, what comes to my mind when I think of that stuff is all this sort of espionage and plotting and, you know, different countries and that kind of stuff. But
I think of Risk.
Right, Risk also.
Of course you do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Risk was a great game,
actually. Hello, 1974.
Well, good plug for them. Anyway, so you do think along those lines, but it also, what we found out is that it applies to so much more than just an actual war. You know, mm-hmm. if you have to run through certain scenarios, you can do that through the help of this, and it helps to somehow predict or go along the lines of, you know, outcomes in certain situations that might happen. Perfect example is actually the swine flu thing that's going on right now and continuity of operations plans that you could probably run through things along those lines.
And he actually talks – we recorded the conversation before the H1N1 thing started coming about.
So it's about strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Strategy and planning, not just war per se, but taking on whatever challenge you have to overcome.
Sure. And, you know, one of the interesting things that Mark said when we were talking to him is that – you know, if you can do this without having to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars or, you know, God forbid, you know, lose an American life in something along these lines, then it certainly is worthwhile. And what some companies also find is that wargaming might not particularly be for them. You know, they might not specifically benefit from it. And so it really does kind of depend on what the situation is and when it works and when it doesn't.
And one of the things that we talked about with him was that, you know, we always talk about government having this small C conservative, very risk averse culture. But sometimes this wargaming can help you do things that you never would maybe try in real life.
We'll clarify something for me. When you're talking about wargaming, I immediately go to scenarios with video games mm-hmm. and simulators and things like that. Are we talking about that, or are we talking about a sort of if X, then Y quiz, pop quiz sort of, or are we just talking about sitting around in a classroom?
The answer to that question is yes.
Okay.
It covers the spectrum, and he talks about that. There are certain situations where literally you'll just sit in a room and you'll just go run through scenarios. That is a very simple form of wargaming. There are much larger ones where you actually, you know, you can run a scenario with large scale. You actually bring people involved. One of the most fascinating parts of the conversation, and you'll hear about him talk about it in more detail tomorrow, but it was, he said, often you'll separate sort of into the us, and then you'll pull people from your own organization and have them be the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
He says often the bad guys will win.
Oh, like shirts and skins. It's a scrimmage.
Exactly.
Sort of.
Exactly. But oftentimes they will actually win because they end up knowing your organization so well. They're from your organization, so they end up knowing the weak points, and it really is a good way of helping you strengthen your own strategy and what this means to you and how you can get better. And so I've always been fascinated by these wargaming things precisely because there's a lot of technology built in here. You know, there are a lot of systems and a lot of organizations looking at using technology to actually enhance these games and make them. DoD's really use this on really enormous scales to almost create virtual worlds where you go through these things.
Is that what they're doing now with the hurricane preparedness?
It's some of what they're looking at. Some hurricane preparedness is one of the areas that they're using a lot. I mean, the pandemic flu stuff, you mm-hmm. can't say enough. And I think you're starting to see right now a lot of the preparations and the thinking that went into that has really paid off in how we've dealt with H1B, whatever it's called, H1, whatever.
N1.
Yeah.
Swine flu.
You're not supposed to call it that anymore.
I know. They get angry. But you're seeing a lot of the work that's gone into it actually come to fruition in some form or fashion.
Also, so, from a competitive basis, I mean, you mentioned how you draw people from your own organization and the bad guys often win because they know your organization, but it allows you to think outside the box and start thinking like your competition and start thinking what they might do in these certain situations, so it can give you a leg up in those situations.